The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 138, Return of the Killer Shrews. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up just all kinds of great Mayberry items, including the Andy Griffith Show 50th Anniversary DVD. You definitely want to check that out. That's a great one. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 138, is Jay Hicks. Hey, Jay, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Hello, everybody. I am your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, Alan Newsom, and it is great to have you with me here in Mayberry again. And I hope you guys are going to enjoy this show. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be hearing from James Best. Now, Mayberry fans, we all know him best as Jim Lindsay, the guitar player, you know, Jim Lindsay. And, of course, fans everywhere know him as Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard. But tonight we're going to be hearing about a movie that he's about to make. He's making it. And as a matter of fact, they should have started this week. This is, this week, I believe, is when they're starting. They've flown out to California. They're getting ready for it, at least, the shooting. And this is going to be the first week in June of 2011 at the time of this recording. So James is about to start making a movie that you know Goober Pyle is going to love. Because Goober, after all, watched The Monster That Ate Minnesota 10 different times. He watched it 10 times. And this is a horror movie, a return to the Killer Shrews. That's right. James Best is filming The Return to the Killer Shrews, which is a sequel to the movie Killer Shrews from 1959 that had him and Festus off Gunsmoke. Ken Curtis was on that movie. And they're going to be playing new roles in here. And he's going to have some of his friends from the Dukes of Hazzard is going to be there. And another person I'll tell you about after James finishes his discussion of the upcoming movie. So first, let's go ahead and hear from James. So you guys will hear this, and here is James Best.
Our fans have wondered what type of movie we're going to be shooting in California. I'm just so excited about working with my dear friend John Schneider and Rick Hurst and Jennifer Lyons, and my wife is producing, and Steve Latshaw, who I've made several movies with, and he's going to direct it. And it's called Return of the Killer Shrews. About 50 some odd years ago, as a favor to Sammy Fuller, he had a friend named Ray Kellogg, who was a special effects man, and said, "Jimmy, I would like for you to do this movie for Ray Kellogg." And Ken Curtis is producing it. And Ken Curtis, of course, played Festus on Gunsmoke, and who was a friend of mine. And they said they don't have any money, hardly, to shoot the movie, but they're going to shoot it down in Texas, and I'd sure appreciate it if you'd do the movie. And I said, okay, sure, I'll do the movie with them. Well, they were right. They didn't have hardly any budget for the movie, so we had to make do, and we sort of shot most of it in one building, in one location, and we had a ball doing it. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The shrews, it was called Killer Shrews. And the shrews, of course, is an actual rodent, a mammal. It's about the size of a small mouse. But it's very vicious. And it's the only mammal in the world that carries poison in its glands, so that when they bite another creature or something, and that poison nullifies their resistance. So, and they can eat them. So the story was that, well, I get on this island, I take some supplies there, and when we get there, there's a big storm comes through, and we can't get off the island. And these shrews have gotten loose, and now they are as big as dogs. Well, of course, we didn't have any big shrews, so we did the next best thing. We got dogs, and they put these furry, long-haired, rug-like things on these dogs and made them look, I don't know what they made them look like, but we pretended that they were shrews. Well, it was such a corny movie that it was so bad that it became a cult film. People were hysterically laughing with it. Well, Steve Latshaw and I decided we would do a sequel. But this time, we're going to do a real one. I mean, we got a wonderful cast. We have a wonderful crew. Steve's a wonderful director. And then John and Rick and Jennifer and all of us have gotten together, and we've raised the money to shoot a real good movie. And this will not be a nickel and dime movie. This will be a real movie with wonderful equipment, the best cameras on the market. And we're going to shoot it. We have to shoot it in L.A. because of the locations. That's what we're going to do. So we're in the preparation of doing it now, and we're just hoping that all the fans will get together and talk it up. And it's called Return of the Killer Shrews, but this time we have the best special effects people in Hollywood that will be creating the shrews. And so this will not be dogs with rugs on them. Okay, I hope all of you will look forward to seeing this movie, because I know we're going to have a ball doing it. And if it's very successful, well, we'll keep doing some more shows. My wife, Dorothy, and I have formed our own movie company in Hickory, North Carolina. And we want to make family-type films, and we want to make some films that that the whole family can go see and not be embarrassed. And I hope that you're one of them that will support us. Thank you very much.
All right, so there's James Best. James Best, and he's telling us about the Killer Shrews, the Return of the Killer Shrews. You know, that's something they'll be playing down at the Mayberry Grand, I guarantee you. And I'm sure it's going to be on the top of Goover's must playlist. Hey, I definitely want to see this movie. And hey, just so you guys will know, you can see the original movie, The Killer Shrews, can be found if you go to Return of the Killer Shrews, the movie. Let's see. Let me tell you how to get there. I'll have links on the website. But if you go to Killer Shrews Movie, if you go there, you'll be able to find a link to watch Killer Shrews. And it's definitely something you're going to want to see. It's a fun movie to watch. And the main thing that makes it fun for me, anyway, is the fact that James is in it. You know, I love James Best is just a wonderful guy. He has been so nice to me every time I've ever met him. What I was going to tell you, there's something special going there, is that our friend David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, he's going to be in this movie. He's got a part, a role in The Return of the Killer Shrews. He's going to be there with James and all the other stars there. It's just, I just am so thrilled for David. This is a thrill for him. He wanted to be a part of this movie, and James invited him to come and be a part of it. So we definitely want to encourage you guys, as fans of the Andy Griffith Show, to go and support James Best. He's one of our Mayberry folks. Boy, he comes to Mayberry Days. He's been to many Mayberry events. And if you've never seen Barney and Roscoe on stage together, that's something to see. I just got to tell you, because they have to try to outdo one another being the best lawman. So it's definitely a sight to see. And now there's several other things James Best mentioned. He has Best Friend Films, because he and his wife are the ones, they're kind of in charge of getting these movies together. They're trying to make movies that are kind of family-friendly movies. Now, there's also a JamesBestArt.com that you'd want to visit. And James is a artist. He has been painting and making paintings of that are just beautiful. I've got one here at my house. I have one. So I dropped by jamesbestart.com. No spaces in there. It's just jamesbestart.com. And you can check that out. And you can also go to his official homepage. I'm sure you can get to the art from there as well at jamesbest.com. And you'll be able to see that as well. So, folks, I definitely encourage you to just support James in this. He's trying to make movies that you're not afraid to carry your family to. The Return of the Killer Shrews is going to be fun. I don't know what the movie is going to be. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be about, other than I know they're returning to the island. But I definitely think it's something that we're going to enjoy just going and visiting and having fun with. All right, so we're going to move on from there. And thanks again to James for allowing me to use that audio. Now, last week I was talking about Jim Nabors. In the Jim Nabors Back Home Again was the name of the episode, in episode number 138. And I got a voicemail from the lady who runs the website, JimNabersSings.com. So let's go ahead and hear from her.
Hi, Mr. Newsom. This is Susan Varanek calling. And I appreciate your wanting to correct the pronunciation of my name on your excellent podcast. And I wish you much success with it. You're doing a really neat thing. I'm an enormous fan of both Andy's show and Jim Nabors' show, and I appreciate the chance to call in and tell you this. Again, it's Susan Varanek. Thanks a lot, and good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan, for calling in. Susan had contacted me because last week when I actually said her name, Susan Varanek, I didn't say it correctly. And so she had emailed me and spelled it out phonically for me. And so I asked her if she would to call in and actually leave a voicemail with her name and saying it correctly so that I would be able to let you guys know. And what was funny is when I sent her the email to tell her I couldn't pronounce it correctly, I didn't spell pronounce right either. So not only can I not pronounce, I can't spell pronounce. So it was kind of funny. And she had sent back laughing about it and contacted me. So I really want to thank her for that. And definitely go by and visit that website, Jim Nabors Sings. There is a link to that. Will be on the show notes for this episode, number 138. Of Two Chairs No Waiting. And you also see a link to her book that will be there as well. So she has a book that's about Jim Nabors, and you'll definitely want to check that out. So drop by over at the twochairsnowaiting.com website, and you'll be able to see those links there. So it's a nice book. Let's see, the name of it is A Book of Tribute, Jim Nabors, A Man of Comfort and Joy is the name of it. So you'll find that on her website as well. So anyway, thanks again, Susan, for calling in and letting us know that. Now, we had one other little bit of a question about that episode, and this was from Janet Anderson. She had written in about that, and she said, Alan, I'm curious, was the recording you used in the podcast of Jim Nabors singing Back Home Again in Alabama from this year? I mean, not Back Home Again in Alabama. Back Home Again in Indiana. He's from Alabama, so I'm thinking that. Was the music of him singing from this year or another year? It was not from this year, the actual singing. No, it was, I don't even know when that was from, but it was just a recording I found on the internet and shared with you. So I'm not sure what year that was actually recorded. So Janet, hey, thanks for writing in and for asking that question. And that's all I've got for you guys tonight. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. James Best, drop by the podcast website, and you'll be able to read more about James Best. You can go to all the links and stuff I've talked about. You'll also be able to visit this Jim Nabors Sings website. They have links there. And maybe you even want to get the book, A Man of Comfort and Joy, that was written by Susan. And folks, hey, there's so much Mayberry out there. All these great Mayberry people, Jim Nabors, James Best. It's just such a thrill to be able to just still hear from them and find out what they're doing and be a part of everything that's going on. So, all right, folks, that is all I have for you tonight. And I hope you guys will tune in next week. And you can be like Susan and give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by the website, twochairsnowaiting.com, and leave me a message there as well. So, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.